Blog Talk Radio. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and I am so happy to be here with you guys today. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, and I enjoy spending my mornings with you guys because we have some great guests coming through, as usual. People from all across the globe just doing some amazing things in their field. So my first guest, I'm very happy to have her here with us today because, as you guys know, I love talking about food. So any type of food, it's always a pleasure for me to talk to people that are in the food business. So my first guest is Ms. Darcy Lynn, and she is the owner of Cakes by Darcy Inc., and that's in Roswell, Georgia. So without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show today. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Oh,
happy
great.
To be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. As I mentioned, I'm very excited to hear all about Cakes by Darcy Inc. So tell our listeners a little bit about that, Darcy. We're assuming that it has something to do with cakes, but what do you offer there?
We do really cool custom shaped and sculpted cakes. We do, of course, wedding cakes that are beautiful. We have a storefront which is stocked Tuesday through Saturdays full of brownies and pedophores, decorated cookies, smaller cakes that, you know, people can pick up on the go if they've, you know, in a rush or forgotten or whatever. Lots of things like that. Lots of different cupcakes in different flavors with icings and fillings and so on. So there's a lot. There's a lot to offer in store and custom order, of course.
Oh, great. As you said, definitely a lot of variety that you guys have. But as you mentioned, the specialty is the custom decorated cakes, right?
Correct. That's right.
Oh, awesome. And I know you said you do cakes for weddings. I'm assuming it's pretty much for anything that someone would want or need a cake for. They would just come to you guys and ask you for that?
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of times people bring their own designs. A lot of times they have no idea what they want, but they kind of have a theme or a thought or an idea. And we've got, you know, we'll design something. We've got all kinds of, you know, possibilities budget-wise. You know, it can range from, you know, just something very simple to something that's completely extraordinary and needs delivery and that sort of thing. So it's, there's a good range. And we'll
Okay. So have you ever had anyone come in with these, like, crazy elaborate designs for wedding cakes or want something extremely extravagant? Do you get that a lot, Darcy?
We do. We get that a lot. We do.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, people see things on the internet, on Pinterest, different, you know, they get ideas. Sometimes they'll bring three or four different cake ideas and we'll combine those things into one cohesive design. And, yeah, so there's people come in with some pretty outrageous ideas. And, you know, we do what we can to make that, and we always say, they ask us, can you do this? I said, we can do anything. So we'll figure it out, depending on their budget and what they want to spend, that sort of thing. We'll we'll figure something out for them.
Oh, great. Well, that's lovely to hear that you guys take that approach. You have a can-do attitude there. So it's never like, no, we can't do that. You always kind of figure out a way to make it work. So that is great to hear. And when you get those, you know, extravagant designs for cakes, how long does it really take you guys to make something like that, Darcy? Does it take a while?
It really just depends on what it is. I mean, you know, it depends on what pieces have to be made ahead of time, sugar pieces, and, you know, what has to be done prior to the day of. But mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to say how many hours or how much time or, you know.
Yeah.
But we do 50 to 60 cakes, on a Friday and more than that
wow.
on a Saturday. So
it
all comes down to the day before and the day of. So it's, you know, Fridays mm-hmm. and Saturdays are definitely crunch time.
Gotcha.
And we try to get as much made as far as sugar and fondant work ahead of time mm-hmm. so that it's assembly. You know, when the cake is baked, cooled, finally iced, and then it's just kind of, we can sort of assemble the pieces on it. So
mm-hmm.
it depends
gotcha.
On how long. Could be an hour, could be 30 minutes, could be 4 or 5, 6 hours, could be a whole day.
Mm, it probably just depends on the type of cake and the type of design that's expected of it.
It's all on design, yep.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Oh, well, great stuff that you have going on there, Darcy. So how did you get started in this? Was baking something that you always were interested in?
No, it actually wasn't. I was in college in the mid-80s looking at graphic design and commercial arts. And after about 2 years of school and a lot of student loans piling up, I thought, you know what, this field's becoming saturated. Maybe I should step back for a minute, take a look at something else and figure out what I want to do. So
mm-hmm.
I went back to my hometown where I had worked in a deli, a grocery store deli. I went back to see if they needed any help, and they said, you know what, it's almost graduation and the bakery needs help. So I walked over there and they said, yeah, well, you know, you're an art student, we'll train you. So they trained me a little bit there. I went through some bakery management training because I wanted to make more money than just a cake decorator would.
Mm-hmm.
And went through several different stores managing bakeries, and I really realized that I didn't want to make bread and donuts and hot dog buns and Danish rolls and that sort of thing. I wanted to decorate cakes. So then I kind of moved over to Chicago and worked for a couple of really, really great Northside Chicago bakeries, Tags and Benison's, and they're amazing. And I never was, never went to school, never went to culinary, anything like that. I was really just got on-the-job training through the entire time and taught myself what I didn't get from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been so great. I can't imagine doing anything else. I love it. And it's really, uh-huh. really a blessing to be able to do what you love and make it work. And
yeah,
you know,
it truly
pull together
is.
The house and the kids and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. it's a great thing, and I love it.
Oh, I love to hear you say that because, you know, as you mentioned, Darcy, it is a blessing. And not everyone can say that out there. A lot of people can't say that they really enjoy what they do. And I love the fact that this is something that you saw that you wanted to do. You got training in it, but you went and you had that kind of go-getter attitude and it furthered your knowledge yourself and your training yourself, which is a great thing. So, and it's very important, I feel, for people to kind of be self-motivated in that way.
Sure.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going forward now in the near future? What's the next step for you?
Well, it's ironic that you ask me that because I don't want to do TV.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced a couple of reality TV shows as a, as a sort of, not a, shoot, I'm losing my mind on what they call the background people. Anyway, some friends of mine did one, and the producers and writers, they make you say things that you wouldn't normally say and do
mm-hmm.
things that you wouldn't normally do, and a lot of what is said is taken out of context. for the drama.
And probably edited it. You probably say something and it's edited a different way.
Completely. And for that very reason, I would not ever want to do a TV like a Cupcake Wars or anything like that. Because I also know the real business, and I know that you don't make thousands of cupcakes in an hour or a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, in those ovens, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't work that way, and it's so very fake. So anyway, we decided we definitely wouldn't do TV. And what's ironic about you asking me that is I just was telling a friend recently that I finally feel like I've hit what I have always defined as success. And I feel like I've made it there. And I am really happy where I am, and I would like to just keep this going. And, you know, maybe one day my daughter, she's in college now, and maybe one day she'll, you know, take over the family business. If not, who knows? You know, maybe an employee will or something like that. So I really want to just keep growing in you know, technique and learning new things. And, you know, I've always kind of said, if it's not broken, don't be fixing it. You know, sometimes
yes.
it'll get worse. So,
surely a great thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, in the future, I kind of want to be where I am.
Oh, well, that is a great thing.
Learning more things and doing cooler and better things, but not necessarily any sort of movement. And I really can't open another location.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask me that over the years, and I just can't, because I really need the quality to be just spot on.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can't let that go. I can't, you know, it's a little bit of a control thing. You really want it just right, and it's hard to not
understand.
Know if it is.
Yeah, that is very important, Darcy. But great stuff. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on the show. I do want to remind our listeners, I'm speaking with Ms. Darcy Lynn. She's the owner of Cakes by Darcy, Inc. in Roswell, Georgia. So, guys, to find out more information, check out the website, which is cakesbydarcy.com, and that's spelled D-A-R-C-Y. That's how you spell Darcy. So cakesbydarcy.com. So check it out, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our next guest. So stay tuned for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now listening live to WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buchner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and I promised you guys I would have some very special guests lined up for you today. So my next guest is no different, and she's someone who can really help you out no matter where you are, because what she did, she worked internationally. So she is a broker at Daniel Gale Sotheby's International Realty. Her name is Nava Mitnick. So without any further ado, I really want to welcome her to our show today. Good morning, Nava. How are you today?
Good morning. How's everyone?
Oh, I'm sure they're all doing great, but I know I'm doing great because I'm excited to have you here, and it's a beautiful Thursday morning. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join us, Nava. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, great. So Nava, as I mentioned, you're a broker over there at Daniel Gale. So tell us a little bit about that. What do you guys offer there, and what do you do?
Well, obviously, this is somewhat of a Long Island-based real estate company. It's got to be affiliated with huge international connections. We have the most professional agents. Our reputation is bar none. Reach out locally and internationally and throughout the tri-state area. We provide a very high-end professional service. We try to find the right homes for our buyers and to do an excellent job for our sellers so everyone is happy. We have a tremendous reputation again, and our agents are bar none.
Nice, nice. Yes, and you guys really do have a great reputation from what I've heard. So amazing stuff, and it's great that you offer such a variety of services for people. So Nava, since you're involved in real estate, do you yourself specialize in any particular area of real estate, or do you kind of do it all?
I've done a lot of high-end real estate, but I'm really all over. I love to work with all kinds of buyers. Price range is immaterial. It is very exciting to find the right home and for the right buyer. So my service is equal, whether it is an entry-level buyer or a very high-end buyer. So I've dealt with all aspects of the market. My experience is very wide.
Oh, awesome. Well, and that is a great thing that you've dealt with all areas that way. And you, as you mentioned, you treat everyone the same, which I think is a very, very important thing. So you have a lot of experience now, but tell us how you got started in all this. What was the motivation to get into real estate in the first place?
Well, originally I was doing marketing and advertising, I had a very strong interest in architecture and design. I also have a design background. So naturally, it kind of evolved because a lot of my friends and sphere of influence always asked for my advice when they were considering buying a home. They wanted my expertise. So So it was extremely, very, very natural for me. And eventually I decided that I was selling these houses without mm-hmm. actually having a license. So I proceeded to get my license, and it's been really a very good career for me. It's been very satisfying.
Oh, wow. I love that. It's funny to hear you say that you were selling houses before you even got your license. So that just shows that you're a natural for this.
Yes. I mean, I was, because, you know, I have a very good idea as to how to take a house further. When you're buying a house, some of these houses can really, you know, go much further by removing, opening up spaces and doing some improvements. So I had a very, very good eye for it, and my friends were relying on me for that. So it was, as you said, a very natural career for me.
Yes, and that is a truly, truly a great thing. So, Nava, it's no secret for anyone who's listening or anyone anywhere. We all know that the market kind of took a turn for the worse a few years ago, and as we all know, the economy is directly related to the real estate market. So from what I've heard, things are kind of improving now, but that also kind of depends on where you're located in the country also. So what changes have you seen within the market recently? Do you see kind of, an upside or a light at the end of the tunnel now? Are things kind of looking better?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the market is on the upside. We are in certainly the entry level homes and are very, very, very doing extremely well. But as I always tell my buyers, in any market, if you do your homework, you can buy the right property. And so, you know, in bad markets, you can overpay, and in very hot markets, you can really buy correctly. So good agent is very important for the process, to kind of guide you, educate you, and together with you gaining a lot of knowledge of the market, you know, you can make the right decision. But the market is definitely, I would say, in most of the New York area, and I know, of course, in other areas too, it is a very, very good market. People mm-hmm. are deciding to upgrade. There's movement in the market. The interest rates are absolutely phenomenal. So mm-hmm. if you're purchasing a house right now, let's say for $500,000, it's like you're purchasing a house for $300,000, because if mm-hmm. the interest rates were higher, your monthly payments would be higher. So
gotcha.
It allows you to buy, to, you know, step up and maybe do a little bit better.
Mhm. Oh, awesome. Well, you know, it is, excuse me, it is a great thing to hear that things are kind of looking up now. And Nava, you definitely know your stuff. So it's been such a pleasure having you on the show with us today. So I want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Nava Mitnick. She is a broker at Daniel Gale Sotheby's International Realty. She's located in Port Washington. So, guys, if you want to find out more about Nava, if you need some help in the real estate industry, you can definitely reach out to her, whether it's buying, selling a house. She truly does know her stuff. And as she said, she can help educate you and guide you to making that right decision. So I encourage you all to find out more information. So you can do that by checking out the website, which is www.danielgale.com. That's spelled DanielGale.com. So check it out, guys. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our next guest. So stay tuned for more Open Forum here on WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock. Only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and I, as I mentioned to you guys before, I'm very happy and excited to be here with you guys today, just because I have some amazing, amazing guests coming through to speak with us. So my next guest is no different, and I'm very excited and happy to have her here because she does something very cool, and it's something that I've always been interested in, but I've never really known too much about. So she's in the art of feng shui, so that is something that I think is very, very cool, and I'm very excited to hear all about, and I know you guys are as well. So her name is Rochelle Parker, and she is the owner at Feng Shui Atlanta, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. And guys, get this. She is an awesome person because not only does she do that, she's the owner at Feng Shui Atlanta, but she is the only feng shui consultant in the United States who is trained as both an environmental engineer and a classical feng shui consultant. So that's a pretty big deal. And we're definitely going to talk to her a little bit about that and exactly what that means for you guys out there who are unaware and don't really know. So without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show today. Good morning, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're very happy and excited to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Rochelle, for our listeners who maybe are unaware of feng shui, I know you were telling me it's very difficult to kind of sum it up all in one thing or in a brief definition, but if you could just give them a little bit of background of feng shui and what exactly that entails and what it is.
Well, feng shui is ancient Chinese technology of how to enhance your physical environment to enhance your personal well-being and your overall sense of well-being and your psychology. When your psychology is supported, you think better. You know, you make better decisions. Life is much clearer. I'm hearing some music in the background. Is that? Am I supposed to be hearing that?
Oh, yeah, that's our background music. Yes.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. Okay. So if you think about yourself, like in your casual sweats on a Saturday or pajamas, and how you feel and how you think, and then when you put on an evening gown and a tiara and you're all made up, then how do you feel then? That right there just explains it. Exactly. You feel completely different. And that's the microcosm of what feng shui is about. Changing your physical environment changes how you feel about everything. So there's invisible energy patterns, and they just make you feel different.
Yes, that is true. And we all can attest to that. You know, as you mentioned, if you wear something different, it might make you feel a different way as opposed to, as you said, if you're wearing sweats or wearing a dress. So that is very true. So, Rochelle, over there at Feng Shui Atlanta, what are some of the services that you offer there? What do you do?
Well, I either go to people's homes, apartments, or condos and give them advice on how to change their physical environment. Minor things have to be changed. It's not, people worry always, am I going to have to take down a wall? Am I going to have to? No, it's usually minor things like moving furniture, just paying attention to where you sit, what direction your house faces, what's going on in the landscape around your home. And if you live in a condo, you still are paying attention. But there are things we can do inside of the house that are going to support you to degrees you can't imagine. And I have testimonials on my website of people who I've helped. And I also do businesses. I have businesses that I've helped run my website. So it's either home residential or commercial, retail spaces, offices. I just did an office for a young girl last week. And to help her, she just got a big promotion, got moved into a new office, and she wants to make sure that she stays in that promotion space, you know, and continues moving up the ladder. The same thing I did a house last week. People bought a brand new home. And I went and told them the things that they should do. But the number one thing that I tell people to do, this is the number one thing, is to put live plants in your space. Live plants generate chi. They generate oxygen, which you can't live without, but they also generate chi. And most environments I go into are lacking positive chi. If you put live plants in, that makes a huge difference. It increases the chi level in your space.
And when you say chi, Rochelle, energy, okay, yes. I was just going to ask, okay, awesome. So it generates positive energy in the space?
Positive, yeah, absolutely, positive chi.
Oh.
Plants, yes,
okay.
They're fabulous. I have them all over my home, and it's the number one thing I recommend. And when I give free lectures in Atlanta at the libraries, and the number one thing I tell these people, number one, is the plants in your space. I also teach real estate agents. I offer continuing education classes to real estate agents. And the number one thing I tell them for their listings, plants. You get off a positive chi. You can't live without them.
Yeah, that's true. You have me thinking now. I'm like, well, where can I go get some live plants?
Absolutely. Even just a little house plant on your desk at your office, even on your cubicle. Just having a small plant, even at your cubicle, is going to support your energy because you know you give off energy, right? People are familiar with the word aura.
Yes.
The Chinese the scientists are even starting to say now that they're recognizing it as a biofield.
Mm-hmm.
So we give off energy. So we're giving off energy, but our energy needs to be supported. And plants give off positive energy. So when we have plants within our proximity, they can help it to give us more energy, help us support our energy level.
Oh, wow. Well, that is definitely an interesting thing. And I'm definitely going to go get some plants for my office, for my desk, also for my house. Anyone, I think it's a great thing. Everyone can use some more positive energy, especially nowadays. There's sometimes so many negative forces coming your way from other people, from other things. So I think that is a great thing. So, Rochelle, I mentioned something else that's a pretty big deal. So you're the only feng shui consultant in the United States, who was trained as both an environmental engineer and a classical feng shui consultant. So tell us exactly what does that mean, and why is that such a big thing? Because obviously you're the only one in the U.S., so why is that? Is that not typical for people in this type of work to do that?
Well, in the West, feng shui is perceived as kind of some flighty subject, some kind of new age, kind of flighty, I don't believe in that kind of thing. And so most Westerners don't see feng shui as being what it is, a technology. It is a science. And my background being an environmental engineer, it was pounded into my head. If you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, it'll kill you because you're ignoring it. So there's lots of negative things happening in our environment. And I'm aware of that being an environmental engineer. And when I started studying feng shui, I was really drawn towards classical feng shui because it's almost on the same track as environmental engineering. It's looking at things in your environment that are causing you to be unhappy or unhealthy, and how do we change that? How do we turn that around? It's the same thing as an environmental engineer. And most Westerners don't see it that way. Yeah. They really think hang a crystal here, or put a red tassel there, or a coin, and they don't understand it from an engineering perspective. And I think most engineers, not all, but most engineers are very closed-minded and focused on what they've been taught in school. You can't think outside the box. But I've always thought outside the box. So I think the difference there is I've always thought outside the box. Even when I worked as an environmental engineer, I worked with, it was a long time ago, I worked with only men. There were really no women in the field when I was in it 40 years ago, 30 years ago. If they were, I didn't work with them. I didn't know them. But the men were always so kind of focused, tunnel vision, and I would see solutions to the problems.
Yeah.
That they didn't see, and then they're like, that's never going to work. And then, well, let's just try it. Oh, it does work. But most engineers don't see it. When I talk to engineers, they're like, it's kind of fluff. They're not open-minded to really what feng shui is. And I think that's the reason why.
Wow. Well, that definitely is a great thing that you have training in both of those areas. So the work that you do there at Feng Shui Atlanta, you have the environmental engineer training to back that up as well. So, which I think is truly, truly a great thing. And you definitely know your stuff, Rochelle. And I wish we could talk to you all day, but unfortunately we're out of time. But, for our listeners who maybe want to get some of your help, what would be the process that you go through with them, or what is the first step or approach that you take or that they should do?
Well, if they want to call me, that's really the easiest way to get a hold of me is to call me. And then we can talk. I prefer talking to people, communicating through that. Texting and emails are not so proficient, I think. They may be efficient, but I don't think they really work for communicating with people.
Yes, agreed. Okay, so there you guys have it. I want to remind you all I'm speaking with Ms. Rochelle Parker. She is the owner at Feng Shui Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia. So guys, if you want to get in touch with her and find out more information, definitely give her a call. So her number is 404-589-0308. You can also check out the website. I'm sorry?
No, that's right. 0308.
Yes, and you guys can also check out the website just to find out some more information about it. So just go to fengshuitechnology.com. That's spelled FengShui technology.com. But as Rochelle said, the best way to get in touch with her is to call her, and that's what she prefers. So definitely give her a call. Again, the number 404-589-0308. So check it out, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our next guest. So stay tuned for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaHoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now listening
WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock. Only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now listening
WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buchner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my BNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. Now, you guys know I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and what I do is I bring you professionals from all across the globe to just come here and talk to us about all the great stuff that they have going on. So it's my pleasure to have these people here with us today, and we have some fantastic guests. So my next guest is no different. So her name is Tanya Arias, and she is a real estate broker at the Corcoran Group, and that's in New York, New York, so New York City. So without any further ado, guys, I want to welcome her to our show today. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm doing great, and you're welcome. It truly is our pleasure to have you here, Tanya. We're very excited, and we want to hear all about yourself and all that you guys have going on there at the Corcoran Group. So tell us a little bit about that to start off. What do you guys offer there at the Corcoran Group?
Well, we are actually one of the most important real estate firms in the country. We have a worldwide presence, and we have been assisting customers purchase, sell, rent, and invest in real estate throughout New York City for many, many years. I myself have been with the Corcoran Group about 21 years. It's a fantastic company, and it enables me to assist both at a personal level with people for whom a house, a home, an apartment is such an important part of their lives. So it is a job that is both very very difficult, but very rewarding.
I love to hear you say that, because it can be very challenging, but I like the fact that it is rewarding for you, because as you mentioned, this is an important step for people, you know, whether it's, you know, finding a home, buying, selling, it's a huge, huge step for people. You know, it can be a major point in their lives. So it's great that there's someone such as yourself out there to really help them with that, especially in New York City. It can be kind of hard and crazy to find that perfect place for yourself. So, you know, that is a great thing. So, Tanya, do you yourself specialize in any particular areas of real estate?
Well, I think that the bulk of my business is probably residential. Here in Manhattan, we do go out to Queens. We do go out to Brooklyn, of course, because our customers want to go out to Brooklyn and Queens.
Yeah.
But I don't really specialize in the sense that it's not a certain area. I would say that probably the largest percentage of my work would be co-ops. Co-ops, of course, represent a daunting experience for most people. So I understand that can be a very difficult process, and I make sure to make it as easy as possible for my purchasers and for my sellers. But I would say, if I were to say specialized, it would be that 90% of my work is done in Manhattan, in residential, and mostly co-ops.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, but it is a great thing to hear that you try to make the process as easy as possible for your clients, especially in regards to co-ops. So, Tanya, I want to ask you a little bit about the process that you go through in working with these clients. So what is that like, or what is maybe the approach that you take when working with these people, the first step?
Well, I'm very particular about making sure that the customer has very clear, since it can be such a daunting task, what is the difference between their needs and their wants as they begin their search for a property, for example. Let's go to the buyer's side. The buyer needs to be able to focus, because in a market such as New York City, you can be looking at apartments for months or years, and that will actually frustrate you very fast. So I try to make sure that we sit down and have a conversation of, first of all, what is the most important point in when you set out to look for a property is budget. You should really have your budget very clear in your mind. And within that budget, then what are your other needs? Is it a location close to your child's school? Is it a location that allows you to get to work easily? All that sort of thing. So, you do need to be focused on your needs. And then what I mean by wants is, well, I would like to have a view of Central Park or Wooden Wheel. I would like to have a view of the river. Those are things that can or cannot make your life easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, making sure that they're qualified. They're qualified to move forward with the purchase, that you have set yourself up with a lender. You have set yourself up with a pre-approval. And that once the perfect property comes your way, you're absolutely ready to move forward and put down that 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yes, awesome. So definitely a very, very thorough process that you go through. And I really do like the fact that you kind of really get to know your clients and as far as their needs and their wants, which is very, very important. So great stuff that you have going on there, Tanya. And how did this all get started for you, though? What was maybe the motivation for you behind getting into the real estate industry?
Well, I have a master's in economics, and I had been a banker on Wall Street. And in 1986, when my daughter was born, I was fortunate enough that I was married to someone who allowed me to just stay home with my daughter. And that's what I wanted most of all. And so I spent 9 years raising my daughter, and I wanted to get back into the business world. And I wanted a career that allowed me to use both my finance and my economics, as well as my deep, deep love for real estate, which I have at a personal level. I have invested in real estate. And all of that also allowed me to, even though in real estate you literally work 7 days a week, there's no day off. The schedule, you can it allows you to, you know, do it at your at the time that you need to be. For example, if I wanted to go pick up my daughter at school, I did. And then it turns out that it became a career. So it's, for me now, it's a passion. I really do love real estate.
Oh, wonderful. And you really do have to love it. And, you know, anything that you kind of go into and that you want to do as a career, you, that's how you should feel about it. You should love it, and it should be a passion for you. And it's also great that it provides that flexibility for you as well. But a lot of people seem to think that it just because it does that and you can kind of, you know, work at your own leisure, that it's easy. But as you mentioned, it's not. You end up working harder, a lot more, 7 days a week. You kind of really don't get a break. So, you know, but that's why you definitely have to have a passion for it. And I can tell that you're someone who truly does, Tanya.
No, and you know, when you feel a sense of duty, which I do, for me, my customers become long life friends because I understand how important it is, and it becomes a relationship. I really do work for them, not for me. And it becomes rewarding in the sense that they're there for you forever, and all my business now comes as a result of referral from my customers. But at the same time, you know, I like to say that I haven't had a day off in 21 years, which is true. I mean, I've been known to be sitting in a lobby in Budapest on my computer or on the beach in Turks and Caicos on my iPad, and yeah, it's just it's an all-consuming business, which has its rewards and, of course, huge demands. But I love it, and I love real estate, and I love taking great chances in real estate. And Manhattan is never the same, not even on the same day. So it's always interesting.
Yes, and that is definitely true. But, you know, it was a pleasure talking to you today, Tanya, just hearing about all the great stuff that you have going on and how much you really do love this and you really want to help people. And it's such a great thing that you make such a connection with them that they become friends and, you know, they kind of refer their friends and their family and people that they know to you. So, you know, your work kind of speaks for itself in that sense. So truly, truly amazing stuff. I do want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Ms. Tanya Arias. She's a real estate broker at the Corcoran Group in New York, New York. So guys, I want to encourage you all to reach out and find out more information about her. Get in touch with her if you're interested. She can definitely help you, and she's definitely one of the people that's in this business for the right reasons. You know, she does want to do her best work to really help you out there, and she has a passion for it, which is very important. So you can find out more information by going to the website, which is Corcoran.com. So that's www.corcoran.com. That's Corcoran.com. So check it out, guys, all right? We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our next guest. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my BNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now listening live to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buchner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson. And now you guys know here at Women's Radio Network, we love to bring you guys professionals and people from all over the globe just doing amazing things in their fields. And I have some wonderful people here that are doing just that today to come talk with us. So my next guest is no different, and I'm very excited and happy to have her here with us today. So her name is Mary Glass, and she is the owner of The Herb Shop, and that's in Cartersville, Georgia. So without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show today. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great as well. Thanks for asking. And Mary, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I'm happy to have you with us.
I am very grateful to be present.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So, Mary, as I mentioned, you're the owner over there at the Herb Shop. So tell us a little bit about that. What do you guys have going on there?
The Herb Shop in Cartersville, Georgia, started in 1993, and I had managed an herb shop in Buckhead, Georgia, in Atlanta, and wanted my own shop. I wanted to outreach people in smaller communities that didn't have access to natural supplements and products, or in 1993, quite frankly, there was no access to a lot of education. Mm-hmm. So my background is in education. I was an art teacher for 13 years. I graduated from Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. And I wanted to continue to educate people with a product that I found that helped
support my natural health and that helped me through some really hard times. And by sharing that, I feel like I'm very blessed, because by making people healthy and being able to share with them goals to achieve better health, it's just, it's a wonderful business to be in. I can't explain how grateful I am to do what I do and to help people to achieve their goals. Some people are allergic to pharmaceutical medication, so they have to have alternatives. And at the Herb Shop, we offer those alternatives. We offer, you know, natural ways to sleep, or, you know, some people can't take drugs for anxiety. We have products like Anxiousless and NutriCalm, and we have a stress pack with like five different supplements in it, catered to calm you down, catered to help you think and focus better so you can live your daily life in a happier way, so you can be more successful, so you can thrive. It's all about thriving and reaching the goals you have for yourself.
Yes, definitely. That is something that is very important. And Mary, these things that you have here, these supplements, do they have any side effects or anything like that?
You know, every, you know, there's like a 0.02% that will have a adverse reaction to, say, valerian. In the whole world, 0.02% that take valerian cannot, it has an opposite effect. Valerian is a natural tranquilizer in the body, and it helps you relax. It's a muscle relaxer. It's a sleep aid. But there is that percentage that cannot take that. In our shop, I warn people of this percentage. I let them know ahead of time. We also have educational tools and books that we guide our clients to help them to educate themselves. We have warnings for any of the herbs that can't be taken with other pharmaceutical herbs. Like if you are on an MAO inhibitor like Prozac, then you can't take another MAO inhibitor. You know, you cannot mix that with SAMe or St. John's wort or 5-HTP. Those are things that are natural antidepressants, natural MAO inhibitors. And just like St. John's wort, for example, that's a great antidepressant. But if you're out in the sun, like a lot of us are here in Georgia, you can't take St. John's wort. It will make you sun sensitive. So there's warnings that come along with it. A lady came in yesterday. She'd gotten something offline, and she came in for maca, and the recipe called for her to take a tablespoon of raw maca powder a day. My capsulated maca says no more than three a day. And if you have acute inflammation, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are things, and she goes, I would have never have known. And so the girl that was going to do this fast with her, oh, my goodness, she's had, like, three open-heart surgeries. And I said, this lady does not need to take a tablespoon of maca in the morning.
That's
very dangerous to her health. Because that's, you know, when you have heart disease, that's inflammatory.
A lot
of people don't realize that a lot of disease, if not all disease, is inflammatory in its cause. And, you know, I have quality products by Nature Sunshine. I love the doTERRA essential oil line. It's the only certified therapeutic line of oil on the market, and it can be even taken, some of them, not all of them, but can be taken internally, ingested. That's how pure they are. You know, we have wonderful products, and I know the quality of what I represent. I've sold Nature Sunshine now for 25 years. And I know they're the first company that put an herb in a capsule. And they are the only company in the industry that even test for pesticide content in their over 600 products.
Wow.
I mean, that, so when you're thinking of quality control, I feel good about representing and carrying lines that I know are pure. Yes, I may not have 100 different supplements in my store, but I'm giving you what I know is the best.
And I think that is so much more important, having that quality over the quantity. It doesn't matter how much you have there, but it matters that you know, you're the owner. It's a great thing that you know kind of what you have there, what you're selling. And all the stuff you're saying, Mary, is just a great thing, because even though there may be some side effects or adverse effects, it's a very small percentage, which is a lot less than other medication out there people use.
So yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
right.
So it's definitely still a great thing, and I love the fact that, you know, you're out there and you're being honest with your clients and you're educating them and making sure that they read any of the warning labels, that you have books and other resources and outlets for them that they can use to really educate themselves. So that is truly a great thing that you have there at the Herb Shop, because it's really hard to find that, especially now with you know, regular doctors and regular medication, they kind of just push these medications on you.
Correct.
You don't really know anything about
Correct.
Them. You don't really know what they Correct. Can do. And usually it's for one thing, and it'll end up causing like 7 more problems.
Exactly. That is so many of my customers. They come to me and they say, I can't take this, or I've taken all the, you know, they've ran the gamut and they're kind of frustrated with the medical community as they see it. They're not getting the kind of support or help or nutritional advice from the doctors. So they really come to me sometimes when they're frustrated, when they have big health issues, when they need that support for alternative ways to get healthy. And we all, you know, I'm 57 years old. All of us are getting older. All of us want to stay, you know, as young as we can, as able-bodied as we can. We want to do, we want to enjoy living, we want to enjoy our life, we want to enjoy our families and the people we love. At my age, I'm enjoying my grandchildren. I have 6 grandboys, and I love spending time with them. But they're from ages 18 months to 11 years old. So I want to have energy to enjoy them and be able to play with them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I love the fact that you're able to do that and you're enjoying that. That's such a great thing, Mary. And I truly can see why that these clients really come to you when they're frustrated, if they need information, because you are someone they can trust and you definitely know your stuff. So thank you so much for just being a part of our show today and sharing all the great stuff you have going on there and all that wonderful information. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
It's been my pleasure as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Before I let you go, I just want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Miss Mary Glass. She is the owner of the Herb Shop over there in Cartersville, Georgia. So, guys, to find out more information, definitely check out their website. I want to encourage you guys all to do that, because Mary is someone who is great. As you can see, guys, she knows her stuff. She's honest and trustworthy, which is a very, very important thing, especially when it comes to your health. So check out the website. So that's the Herb Shop. Cartersville.com. So that's spelled THEHERBSHOPPE, and Cartersville is spelled CARTERSVILLE. So the Herb Shop, Cartersville.com. So check that out, guys. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more special guests. So stick around for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaHoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock. Only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on here?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and you guys know that what we do here at Women's Radio Network is we bring professionals from all across the globe to talk to us about all the great things that they have going on in their career field. But also, it really is a pleasure for me to have people on the show that are actively doing things to help other people as well. So it is truly my pleasure to have this next lady here with us today. She is a great person, and she is the executive director at Christian Counseling Center, and that's in Norwalk, Connecticut. Her name is Cheryl Allen. So without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show today. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you today?
Good morning, Bridget. I'm terrific. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you and all the women listening to your radio network.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It truly is a pleasure to have you on the show. We're excited to hear all about yourself and Christian Counseling Center. So tell us a little bit about that. What exactly are you guys all about there at Christian Counseling Center?
Well, we by the grace of God, were founded by an amazing woman 35 years ago. Her name is Dr. Constance Lawrence, and she just felt called to provide service to people in the Norwalk area, to bring comfort into their lives, and she's just been an amazing mentor to me. She's only recently retired, but it's been a joy to follow somebody who operates out of a place of passion and compassion. And I get sort of grins and giggles when I hear the promos that Robin does, where she talks about her heart, her car, her name, her life, her DNA, everything is about this radio network. And I just get this giggle, because I think that's how we are at the Christian Counseling Center. We just love what we do, and we love the people that we touch. So I really get why Robin loves her radio.
Yes, she
and all of you.
And you know, that is such a great comparison. I love that, Cheryl, because, you know, you're right. You know, Robin is all about Women's Radio Network, as you heard her say, but it's a great thing that you guys are all about Christian Counseling Center. So that means that you really do believe in what you guys are doing, what you have going on there, which is so
very important. Yes, and it's such a joy, because if you really think about what we do is, we're just invited into the life of wonderful, good people who are sometimes in a time that's difficult. But they're such loving, wonderful people that are just hungry for relationship and hungry for connection and attachment and all those things that we were created for. And so as counselors, we get to walk through that with them, and it's an amazing privilege that's probably similar to what you guys feel there when you know you're inspiring people and you're influencing their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I can agree with you so much on that, Cheryl, because it is such a rewarding thing to really know that, and I'm sure that is something that you guys feel every day by working with these people and helping them. So, you know, these people that you guys help, who are these people? What kind of things are they dealing with that they come to you guys and that you help them with at Christian Counseling Center?
Well, I guess, as I said, the primary thing that I see is that we were truly, you know, Scripture tells us we're created in God's image. And that means so many things, but one of the main things it means to me is that we were created to be in relationship, because I believe that's who God is. He is in relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
And when our relationships are broken or are distant or are feeling like they're being sabotaged in some way, we feel awful. It doesn't matter how much money you're making or even how many children you have or how many friends you have. If there's a feeling of a brokenness in relationships, we just aren't functioning the way we're meant to. And so as a therapist, what we get to do is sort of step in and attach to our clients, really empathize and feel what they're feeling, sense what is holding them back, experience some of the emotion that they're feeling, and then kind of validate it, because our feelings are real and they have reasons for being there. And by coming alongside and connecting with our clients, then it's like we can hold their hand and walk to a new place walk them back into connection with the people in their lives that really, really matter. So it's a place of so much trust and mutual respect. It's incredibly satisfying. You know, you just look into the face of these people and you think, I get you. I care about you. And other people do too. The other thing that's really exciting is something that really inspires me is when I'm sitting with somebody who isn't feeling really worthy or isn't feeling precious in any way, I can discover something in them that I see really clearly that's really valuable and wonderful about them. And I can just declare it and then watch their faces change. They'll look at me like, you're kidding. Am I really that precious? Am I really that reasonable? Is my behavior, does it really make sense? And then it's like they have permission to be who they are, and it's a joy to watch the face change.
Oh, that is such a wonderful thing, Cheryl, and it truly is amazing to hear you talk about it, because I can tell that, you know, you're someone who really does love this and you have a passion for it. So with that being said, what inspired you to get into this type of work, and how did this all start for you?
Oh, gosh, it goes way back when I was first in college. My first master's degree led me into specializing in the pragmatics of human communication. I was a speech pathologist. And, you know, that involves stuttering and articulation and all those things. But the thing that mattered to me most was watching people communicate and finding the meaning that wasn't even in the words. It was just in the face. It was in the body. It was in the kind of hidden message. So I became mm-hmm. fascinated that there's so much more meaning in our communication than there is in words. So that was sort of my first sort of attraction into communication. Then I became a television talk show host, and I was interviewing people like you are. And so as an interviewer, you're really listening, right? You're
mm-hmm.
trying to hear.
Yes.
What's going on in their thoughts and their hearts, and you dig and you find things that are really meaningful, which is so fun and exciting. And then I became a minister. And as a minister, of course, people come to you in times, fragile times and sad times and vulnerable times. And I loved doing that, and I thought, you know, I really need to be properly educated to do this. So I decided to go and get another master's degree as a marriage and family therapist so that I had not only the biblical background and the communication background, but I had the theoretical foundation to be a real pro at it. And those all came together, and I feel like I'm so grateful for this path that life has led me to this place today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm sure that background that you have, it helps you so much in the work that you do now, and I'm sure it all plays a role in what you do there at Christian Counseling Center. And, you know, you're right, you definitely need to, when you're interviewing people, need to really listen to them. And that is something that I'm sure is very important also when you're working with these people. You kind of really need to listen to them, but also focus on what they're saying, but also what they're not saying. And you can tell a lot of that by their body language, their facial expressions. So great, great stuff, Cheryl.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so I do want to ask you, for anyone out there who may be going through something and struggling with, you know, anything, what would be some advice that you can offer, that you offer our listeners if they're going through anything like that, or some words of encouragement that they can take away from our conversation today?
Well, a number of things. One is that within the family, very often we don't realize that our family really can be our instrument of healing. Sometimes they're the instrument of our pain and our injury, but with the help of a therapist, you can actually recognize that you have a pattern of interaction going on that really isn't functioning anymore. And a therapist can help change that pattern. And what we do is we don't find a person to blame. We don't say, okay, this is the problem in the family. We do is we take like the whole system and we say, how can you guys be benevolent and supportive and encouraging to one another? How can you make one another feel valuable? In fact, one of my favorite questions is sometimes I'll do what's called a genogram on a piece of paper. So I show the whole family going back to grandparents and great-grandparents.
Oh.
And then I'll ask the person, who is the person on this diagram that has made you feel most precious? And there's usually a pretty long pause. And they stop and they think, and I've never had anyone say no one. Sometimes they have to go way back to a great aunt or somebody, but somewhere in their experience, someone has made them feel precious. And then we kind of talk about, well, how? What did they see in you? And how did they express that to you? And then they recognize, oh, my goodness, I really am valuable to somebody. And then that's a whole beginning of a place of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also sometimes have to go through that genogram and say, where is there a blockage that could be healed by forgiveness?
Yes.
And then we find that place, and I help them walk through the forgiveness, because the truth is that the person who does the forgiving gains the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is very true, and I believe it was an uncle who said that to me previously and before. When you forgive someone, it's not really for them; it's more for yourself. So I definitely, you know, agree with you on that, Cheryl. And you guys do some great work there at Christian Counseling Center. So thank you so much for just being a part of our show today. It's been a pleasure having you on and sharing all the great work that you do with us.
Thank you, Bridget. I so appreciate what you guys are doing there. And you have a wonderfully wise uncle, so you thank him.
Yes, I definitely will. But, Cheryl, I do want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Mrs. Cheryl Allen.
She is the executive director at Christian Counseling Center in Norwalk, Connecticut. So, guys, if you want to find out more information about them, I want to encourage you all to do that. Check them out. They do some great work. They can really help you. And, you know, as Cheryl said, they work with passion and compassion, which is truly a unique thing, and it's hard to find nowadays. So check out the website. Just go to www.christiancounselingcenter.us. All right, guys, so again, that's www.christiancounselingcenter.us. So check it out. All right, we'll be right back with around for more Open Forum here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
You're listening live to the Women's Radio Network. Women's Radio Network is for empowering executive and professional women from all walks of life. On this platform, take the opportunity to speak about your careers, passions, goals, and business.
I am here today with the very talented and very interesting Robin LaJoya Charles, the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network. Now, talk to me about that. What does it mean to be the spokeswoman of the Women's Radio Network, the one that we all work on?
Honestly, it means that my first name, my middle name, my last name, my DNA, my social security number, my phone number, my email address, my home address, my car, my phone, and everything that I own is about the Women's Radio Network. That's generally how I pursue it. It's like everything I do is centered around promoting and speaking up on the Women's Radio Network. And the best part about it is the network itself is so empowering that it's so easy to do.
Visit WRNW1.com to sign up today.
Hi, this is DJ Blondrea. Don't miss the Women's Radio Network Party Mix every weekend on WRNW1.com.
DJ Blondrea on the ones and twos.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Lisa Singer, host of Open Forum on WRNW. And don't forget to listen to The Joyce Buckner Show with Dr. Joyce Buckner every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. on WRNW1.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRNW with Casey Armstrong, Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live. You're now listening to WRNW. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening live.
You're now WRNW.
Women's Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Buckner reminding you to listen to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong weekdays at 1 o'clock only on WRNW1.com.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
Thank you.
Okay, here it is.